Good evening. I'm Chris Oakes. WFIN and the Findlay Hancock County Chamber of Commerce welcome you to tonight's candidate forum featuring the four candidates in the race for Findlay City Council at large this November. They are Jenny Fall, Heather Kensinger, Reed Needles, and Brad Wagner. Welcome to you all, and thank you for your time. For those who have been with us for past candidate forums, the format will be very familiar this evening. Following the 2 minutes each that have been allotted for each candidate's opening remarks, we'll allow a minute and a half for responses to each question, with 1 minute allotted to follow-ups and rebuttals, and another 2 minutes at the end of the forum for final thoughts and closing remarks from each of the candidates. And with that, we'll begin with opening remarks, and we'll go right down the line with Jenny Fall. Ms. Fall?
Chris? Hi, this is Brad. If you don't mind, I'd like to ask for a favor to do something unorthodox. Maybe to some people, not to me. But we have a pastor here with us, Heather Kensinger, and I've talked to her, and I would really appreciate it if she could start out this meeting with prayer. I think the whole country, especially with everything that's been going on the past 2 weeks, it'd be wonderful. So, Heather, would you mind if we could kick it off
with prayer? Ms. Kensinger, please.
We can bow our heads. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for today. We thank you, Lord, that we get to sit here and have this debate, that we enjoy the freedoms that this nation affords us, of free speech, of friendly debate between people and parties. We thank you, Father God, for this city and how you've blessed us. We pray that you would be with our nation, that you would heal broken hearts, that you would heal divides, that you would heal our nation and our own hearts. Help us to look at each other as neighbors and community, and to exhibit the love that you so graciously showed us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Thank you. And now, Ms. Fall.
Thank you. That's a tough act to follow. So good evening. My name is Jenny Fall, and I am running for Findlay City Council at large. I know many of you don't know me, so I'm happy that I'm able to introduce myself for the first time. I'm proud to call Findlay home, and like so many of you, I want to see our city thrive, not just today, but for the next generation. I'm running because I believe leadership should focus on solutions and not sides. Here in Findlay, potholes don't ask what party you belong to or who you know, and neither do the challenges of housing, infrastructure, or public safety. My goal is to bring people together, listen to every voice, and find practical answers that move us forward. Today, I serve on the Business Advisory Council for Raise the Bar, as a chamber ambassador, and as a volunteer for the English as a Second Language Read for Life program at the library. I work directly with local businesses and community leaders to strengthen our workforce and grow opportunities in Findlay. These volunteer roles keep me connected to the needs of employers, employees, and families across the city. My commitment to service started long before that. The very first thing I did when I moved to Findlay in 2009 was volunteer for the Relay for Life. I dragged my children with me, who are now adults with their own families, and we sat up all night and created fun activities to keep everyone awake. Since then, I've had the privilege of being a member of the Hancock Leadership Class of 2020. Excuse me. I've volunteered with the Coats for Christmas, Findlay Hope House, City Mission, providing financial literacy programming, and I sat on the board for Century Health, working to strengthen our mental health resources in the community. I also was a part of the city's strategic planning process a couple of years ago as a member of the community outreach team, where I hosted community events soliciting feedback from residents on what things were important to them and where the city should focus their efforts, which resulted in the current Findlay Forward strategic plan. I tell you this not to pump myself up, but to prove that I walk the walk. I know it takes all of us to step in to keep our community moving forward.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Ms. Kensinger.
Thank you, Chris. Good evening, everyone. My name is Heather Carlin Kensinger. I'm honored to be here tonight. In my everyday work as a State Farm agent, I meet people from every walk of life. Some of them are new to town, starting fresh, maybe buying their first house. Others have been here for decades. I sit with them as they face sometimes the loss of vehicle, property, or even the loss of a loved one. Each story is unique, but each one of them are a part of this community. And it's those conversations that remind me what leadership is really about. Listening first, respecting different perspectives, and making thoughtful, common sense decisions. This community was established by men and women who had a vision for the future. My grandfathers, Squire Carlin and Bass Rossin, were part of our early heritage. The legacy of service continued with my grandfather, Mayor William Carlin, who helped lead significant growth in this city with the addition of the Fort Finley Mall. He also initiated the research into flood mitigation after the flood of 59, which led to the Finley Reservoir No. 2 being built. Their dedication to Finley inspires me as I look forward to Finley City's future. Our youngest daughter, Christina, is currently representing this city as a foreign exchange student in Kawaguchi, Japan, before she graduates this spring from Finley High School. For me, it's more than preserving seven generations of legacy. It's keeping this city strong for the next seven generations. I believe our city is at an important crossroads. We have a proud history, but the choices we make now will shape whether Finley continues to be a place where families, businesses, and young people want to grow. I believe that legacy guides us, that our community does unite us, and that vision drives us forward. I'm Heather Carlin Kensinger, and I'd be grateful for your support and your vote for Finley City Council.
Thank you. Mr. Needles.
First of all, I'd like to thank WFIN, the Chamber of Commerce, and 40 North for having us here, as well as everybody who's attending in person. My name is Reed Needles. I'm honored to run for City Council at large. This is my first campaign, but my commitment to Finley runs deep. This isn't a city just where I grew up, but it's where my values were shaped, my roots were planted, and my passion for public service began. I was raised in a household that believed in community involvement and fiscal responsibility. That foundation taught me that every tax dollar represents somebody's hard work, and it's our duty to spend that wisely, transparently, and with accountability. And I will work to earn and keep your trust every step of the way. I also believe in building a city that grows with purpose. That means investing in infrastructure, supporting local businesses, and making smart land use decisions that benefit everyone. When we plan thoughtfully, we create a place where families feel safe, opportunities expand, and public spaces thrive. Finally, I'm committed to building strong relationships between city officials, businesses, organizations, and our residents. Open communication is the key, and I will make sure that your voices are heard and your concerns are addressed. I ask for your support so that we can build a stronger Finley together. Thank you.
Thank you. And Mr. Wagner.
It is a tough one to go after all these guys. It's tough to follow you guys. Good evening, everyone, and thank you, WFIN and Chris and 50 North, for this opportunity to introduce myself and discuss ideas, topics, and concerns of Finley, Ohio. I also want to thank everyone who voted for me in the primary election. It was very humbling. My name is Brad Wagner. My ballot will say Bradley L. Wagner. L. Reed and Heaton. I was born in Finley, and so was my wife, Jill Wasbro Wagner. Three of our four adult girls were born here as well. Jill and I love Finley so much, we purchased property at Maple Grove Cemetery. I know you like that one, Chris. I'm not a career politician, although I do enjoy politics. I'm a businessman. I have 30-plus years in business, 5 years serving in the United States Navy as an air crewman, electronic warfare operator on board the P-3 Orions. Currently, my wife and I manage Wasbro Rental Properties and the Sherman House, as well as Wagner Rental Properties. Finley is a great city, and I'm confident that its greatest days are still yet to come. This election is not about me. This is about the people of Finley, electing people that they trust to make sound decisions to keep the water systems functional and modern, the roadways properly maintained, and our first responders and our maintenance personnel supported. I'm confident that my business experience will provide to be an asset. If the voters elect me, I will attend all council meetings and committee assignments well prepared. I'm asking for your vote on October 7th. Please vote early. Bradley L. Wagner. Thank you.
Thank you. I do believe that is the first time that a candidate has brought up their burial plot as a selling point, but it does show commitment, so I suppose there is that. Let's begin with some of the dialogue. Auditor Jim Stasiak appeared recently on our Good Mornings program to discuss the city's financial picture, and that's a topic we'll get to in a little bit. But during our conversation, he opined that Findlay's 1% income tax is our greatest asset and something that should be protected. So I'm curious, what would each of you say is Findlay's greatest asset, and how would you protect it? And we'll begin with Ms. Paul.
I would say our greatest asset is definitely the organizations in our community that support all of our neighbors. We have such tremendous organizations, either that support the low income, that support folks who are looking for job development or workforce development or leadership skills. I think that they are so important, and many of them are nonprofit. And I think for me, that's what's most important in our community.
Ms. Kinzinger.
I think one of the things that makes Findlay so amazing compared to a lot of other cities our size or even other cities that are larger than us is how the different aspects of our city work together. Whether it's our first responders, our city government, which they're a part of, if it's nonprofits, businesses, the chamber, there are so many different people and groups in our city, and they work together hand in hand. There's very little in our city that's done by a solo organization. People talk and they communicate and they work together to make our city great. It's one of my passions about Findlay is helping to engage the population that aren't involved to get more involved, because it's what makes Findlay amazing. If you go to other cities, they don't have that camaraderie. They don't have the people that are working together. They don't talk to each other. There's so many different avenues. Everyone's running in their own lane. And in Findlay, we don't do that. We run together.
Mr. Needles.
Ms. Kinzinger pretty much summed it up. I believe the people are our biggest asset. I think we have a lot of people who care in this city, and people who are willing to do the work and get out there either through volunteering or donations. And it's something that I think is special to Findlay. We're a big enough town, but we're also small in our character. So really just everyone supporting everyone. And then to her point, our groups are all working together. We all have a common goal to make Findlay the best city that we can. And I think we've done a great job of that, and I hope that we continue.
And Mr. Wagner.
Yeah, I'd like to just say ditto. This is not a debate. That's open forum. That's wonderful stuff. One thing that always blows me away, whether you like taxes or not, and I'm most generally in favor of lower taxes, but every time the city of Findlay puts on any kind of a levy or a tax to support something like 50 North or our any kind of special needs project with the Millstream School, it passes every time. We care. Other cities, other villages, they don't have that kind of support. I've learned this from speaking with people in the chamber, that when other companies and other organizations look to come to Findlay, that's part of what they've always called the Findlay formula, they notice that. They notice that we take care of our people. We might bicker and complain and write in the newspaper, but at the end of the day, we come together and we get it done. So it makes me really proud to be part of this community.
So let's talk about the flip side of that question. What do you feel is Findlay's greatest weakness currently or challenge currently, and what should be done to address that? And we'll go in reverse order, and we'll begin with Mr. Wagner.
Weakness is always complacency. I had the, I don't know if it's the luxury, but I decided when I was a younger man I wanted to see the world, and I did. And I traveled all throughout the Middle East, all throughout the Americas, the North Pole. I went to some places that people here really know nothing about. And we take for granted what we have right here. This is, it is paradise compared to a lot of the places I've been to all around the world. So I'm here, this is why I want to do this. I won't allow Findlay to backslide. We are on the precipice of just making this place and keeping it one of the best places in the world. So complacency is our, I see people not realizing what we have.
Mr. Needles.
Well, I think our biggest weakness is also something that we should be proud of, and that's that we are continuing to grow. I only say a weakness because we have to continually push ourselves and challenge ourselves to figure things out and make things work as we continue to grow. It's not a weakness by definition, but I think it's a weakness that, if you're going to use the word weakness, it's something that we need to be consciously aware of. We need to make the right moves at the right time and to stay ahead of things.
Ms. Kinzinger.
So something very similar, when you go through periods of growth, whether when any organization does, there are tiers, they call them plateaus, that are very hard to get over. You can grow to a certain point and then it becomes very difficult. And organizations in that predicament, a lot of times they'll shrink because they don't meet the challenges. There's this little bit of a curve in the growth, and sometimes you go down a little bit to go back up. And I think the challenge in growth is that you can hit that curve and you can continue downward because you didn't make the right decisions in this very critical portion of your growth. Finley has been growing. If you look at our numbers, there's some amazing things that have been happening over time if you look at the length that our city's been here. And we're going to continue to grow. If we make this place a place that people want to grow in and they don't leave for somewhere else, then we'll continue to have this city over time. I think a weakness is forgetting what got us here and going too far and making a critical error. And I think that's our weakness right now, is we're in this little bit of that weak joint in growth, and we have to tread it carefully.
And Ms. Fall.
Thank you. I would have to agree with all of you, really. My thought is that if we want people to live here, we have to provide them places that they can afford to live. And I say affordable housing, I don't mean low-income housing. I mean, what can we do as a city to help developers want to build here that people that are making, you know, $80,000 can afford to live in as a single parent, or a dual parent home making less than $100,000? I don't know that we're there, and I think that's a barrier for bringing people here and encouraging them to stay. If they graduate from high school and don't make that, they have to live somewhere else, which is unfortunate and sad, because I think that we do have such a great community, and I think we should figure out a way to get folks to stay, like you said, Heather.
Let's stay with that topic of affordable housing, because I know that housing has been one of the issues that all four of you have brought up in campaigning for this position. What can the city do, or what should the city do to encourage the development of the affordable housing that you mentioned? Again, we'll begin with Ms. Fall.
Thank you. And again, I want to reiterate that affordable housing doesn't mean low-income housing. It means housing that is affordable. And I don't know, because I'm not from the city government, but I would hope that there's some sort of incentive that we can give developers to build here in Finley that may help them succeed, as well as provide safe housing in good areas for folks who want to live here.